Earthlings will soon have the most detailed images of Pluto we've ever seen. That's because the New Horizons space mission, which left Earth 9 years ago, will finally be flying past the tiny planet on its closest approach at approximately 7:50 a.m. this morning, before leaving the solar system for good. The first pictures are due back to Earth tomorrow morning, and science fans in northern Maine, home to one of the biggest scale models of the solar system in the world, are marking the occasion with a bit of nerdy pageantry. As New Horizons transmits the pictures, runners will attempt to keep up in a light-speed dash across the solar system model from Holton to Presque Isle. Jennifer Mitchell has more.
It's not a super fast pace, but it's certainly something for 39 miles that will wear away at your body.
And you're going to do this for 39 miles.
39 miles, that's the goal.
That's marathoner Evan Graves, and yours truly, running at light speed. For this solar system model that spans a 40-odd mile stretch of Route 1 in Aroostook County, that's a pace of about 8 minutes and 20 seconds per mile.
Well, we just passed Earth.
We just passed Earth, so I think we're good. You're good.
Yeah, whoa. I think that's enough.
I'm all tuckered out after several million space miles, but Graves will run the whole way, more than 4 billion scale miles from model Pluto in Holton to model Earth in Presque Isle. In Terran terms, that's just under 40 miles, significantly more than the Boston Marathon, which Graves has run 3 times. Other runners will join him for part of the way, jumping in from Jupiter, Saturn, and Mars as Graves sets the pace to the home planet. In his hand will be a thumb drive, which symbolizes the images traveling at the speed of light from the New Horizons craft into NASA's monitors, where scientists impatiently wait. And things are looking good. After getting a gravity boost from Jupiter, scientists say there's practically no chance that New Horizons will careen off course or go somewhere it shouldn't.
We're not going to miss. We're currently on a track that's so accurate that if I compared it to a trip from Los Angeles to New York, it would be like flying through a bullseye the size of a marble.
No one has more riding on the mission than this man, Alan Stern, who's leading the New Horizons expedition and the team of 200 scientists working on it. The craft, he says, can take on data like a fire hose. It will collect so much data on the close flyby that only 1% of it can be sent home in any single day.
The data will keep raining down day after day and week after week, and we'll be making new discoveries about Pluto and its moons, the origin of the solar system, across the rest of this year and much of next year. It's like Christmas every day.
Then from Saturn, we got Saturn to
but
Jupiter.
Perhaps no one is more excited over what will be revealed from the New Horizons mission than University of Maine at Presque Isle science professor and space fan Kevin McCartney.
Send me to Mars.
Would you really like to go to space?
I would love to go to space, and I think as human beings, we all want to explore and do things new.
McCartney was instrumental in getting the Aroostook solar system model built in the first place. He's also the driving force behind Wednesday's Lightspeed Dash. And each year, McCartney holds an event called Planet Head Day, where he and other participants shave their heads and paint them like the planets of our solar system.
I always have my head painted as Pluto, but the artist who paints my head can do whatever they want because we do not know what Pluto looks like. And so when we get that signal, that will be the first clear shot we'll have of the surface features of Pluto ever.
On Wednesday morning, Evan Graves in Holton will start running in the wee hours about 3 a.m. to reach Earth more than 5 hours later, just as the first images of the flyby are due on planet Earth. For NPBN News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.